Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Again, it's important, you know, I guess I came across people, perhaps I told you about the targeting by some homeless person or some person in my neighborhood, who group of people who targeted me for no rational reason. You know, saying, calling me William Coyote, trying to say I'm sensitive. They've been doing that for 20 years. I mean, and that's sick. They're out there on the street or in a neighborhood, coming in their building and saying crazy things like they hurt me, talk about me buying a little condo 20 years ago. That's really deranged. I don't know people like that. These people are crazy to say that when I'm outside, but they're homeless. But I had to keep safe, you know, because, you know, these people have mental problems or, you know, I don't want them to try to shoot me or something, but I'm not paranoid. It's just that it was some person I have no attraction to. I don't know personally. I'm also going to point out that perhaps some of the people that I were from where I worked at the center, San Fernando Center, perhaps, you know, 20 years ago, you know, again, they need to stay away from me too, or anybody. I feel that I'm always going to get the smart team. It's the best policy to lock people like this up. When someone say, they're going to press my buttons, I'm sensitive, that is a psychotic, dangerous, deranged person. People who act like this belong in the state penitentiary or mental hospital. People in the mock facility act like this in prisons. It's important, you know, that I stay safe. I stay safe. I don't deal with anybody, you know, who have a mental problem or criminal. I always make sure I look at my surroundings. I mean, when someone said they're going to get a percentage of my property or say things that don't make sense, you know, say like, oh, they're going to have a trespass site move into my home and get her name on a document to own my home through fraud. I mean, I have no trust in the trespass sites. I don't know why they talk saying those things. I don't have no trust in transgender. I don't discriminate against transgenders in general, but I don't deal with criminals regardless of race, color, sexual orientation, identity, gender. But I dealt with some crazy woman. She said, she called me William E. Coyote. I don't like that situation, you know, to be targeted or to press my buttons. Had to do with envy, and they said my condo's a lot of money. I'm very poor. My condo's not ain't that much money. There's millions of condos. What have these people been doing for the last 20 years is what I'm talking about. Because I think they lived in my apartment building 20 years ago and still come over here. Or, you know, I don't know them. You know, folks, I don't know them personally. I never was their friend. I have no attraction to people like that. This is someone who got schizophrenia or some delusional diagnosis. And going by race, you know, we don't go by race. You know, just because I'm African-American, doesn't mean I know you, okay? You know, we get to know people. Now, the people who I know, maybe they saw me a long time ago, it's still crazy. It's still deranged, okay? I hope that the smart team could lock these people up. They really have possessed personalities that require the government, the police, and outside observation with a mental institution. They are capable of doing something here at this time. You see what has happened in general with mass shootings. And you know, I don't want somebody to shoot me for no reason because of some obsession. You know, I'm not paranoid. I don't understand why these homeless mentally ill come over here. Or any criminal who target me for ulterior motives or look at me as a victim. I mean, I don't have no money. My condo is I'm very poor. They shouldn't even be talking about condo or whatever. It's no big deal. I honestly don't like talking about it either. But I am dealing with some deranged person talking to me for that exact reason. I just don't like talking about stuff like this. It's too negative, but I have to address it because people get stalked by crazy people. I mean, they really do. There's some crazy people in society. And these people might live next door to you. You know, living next door to a sociopath or a monster, we have to be careful who we live next door to. Well, you know, I learned the hard way. I didn't realize someone would stalk me 20 years or say, bragging about a little. I mean, that's sick. Nothing talking about, you don't be talking about something 20 years ago, and you don't be following nobody 20 years ago. I mean, 20 years. For 20 years, I mean, you're going to waste 20 years on somebody you don't know, or you know, maybe, you know, I saw them in the neighborhood or I saw them at a center. That doesn't mean I'm here, you know, you're going to follow me another 20 years. But that has happened with these homeless people. I hope that they get locked up. Now, when I address things like this online, I have my naysayers who say, or I'm making up stories, or something wrong with me mentally. That is not true. I just got to, you know, I talk about it because, you know, it's so important for me to talk about something that's so sick and deranged and don't make sense, regardless of where they come from. We have people who do things like this. I'm mentally stable. I'm fine. I just have to be careful when I'm dealing with this. I have to protect myself. I mean, I tried to get a restraining order on these people so many times. Restraining order is essential. I talked about it a lot because it's something I dealt with. You know, being in the industry played a little role, but even if I wasn't, I attracted somebody who really is so obsessed. And I have no attraction to them at all. When a woman said, oh, this, that, I should be gay. Well, I am gay. Well, anyway, the reason why I talk about these issues related to stalking and mental problems and with strangers or because somebody out there may be dealing with the same thing. And I consider it perhaps one of the sickest situations I ever seen in my life and the saddest because I had to deal with something I shouldn't be dealing with, that these people should have been locked in a facility or prison. They should be not around other people. When they say, they're going to press my buttons because they think I'm sensitive, I believe that is so deranged and dangerous. I hope the next thing they don't do is try to shoot me because I'm trying to succeed or because from out their mouths, you know, they don't want me to go be a star. They don't want to be a lawyer. They don't want me to be an academic. I mean, that's sick. That's why I told the LAPD these things. I want to stay alive. I don't want no deranged person keeps coming around who I never know. I don't know them personally. I did not talk to them. You know, I happened to rub against them a long time ago in some way. I mean, perhaps they saw me somewhere. I mean, I still don't know them. It's all about just talking about staying safe. Now, to people who get concerned about this, you don't have to. I'm going to be fine. Okay? The courts, the police need to get involved. Smart team needs to get involved. Seriously. Because somebody could get hurt. And I'm not going to be the one who get hurt. I'm just going to try to protect. I'm protecting myself. I don't want to I'm trying to stay sane, safe, be with people who are aware of reality and people who know how to respect me and boundaries and so on. And most people do. That includes me. I'm just dealing with people who don't understand reality and boundaries, and they are strangers. Good day, good night from Doug Knight.